Welcome to another edition of the Wahoo Central Podcast, our weekly look at University of Virginia athletics. Final exams ended here last week, and graduation is this weekend. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com. My guest this afternoon is Brian Fetzer, who directs the cross-country and track and field programs at the university. Brian, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, as always, for having me.
So as I mentioned, final exercises are Saturday and Sunday, and I know a number of your fourth and fifth years will be walking the lawn. These are all your recruits at this point, too, right?
That is.
For the most part?
No, everybody that's here is who is our staff is recruited. So it's exciting to see how well they've done academically and to have as many young men and young women graduating this weekend is pretty awesome.
What is that group? And I guess the group consists, some of them are fourth, some are fifth years. But what have they meant to the program? Because the program is in better shape now than when they came here. So I guess some of them kind of took a leap of faith, didn't they?
They did. And I know, Henry Wynn, when he was talking to our team and, down at the ACC championships, that was something he alluded to, specifically on the men's side, that, they were here, when we weren't great.
Yeah.
And now have kind of since, helped build the program to be what it's become and, to be a top 10 program and nationally and to be able to be in contention for an ACC championship on a regular basis. And that's that says a lot going forward about that group of young men. And the women, were, part of winning their first ACC championship in cross country in 33 years, last year. So, it's exciting to kind of see, what they've, produced.
Yep.
And academically, I mean, we've had some incredible years the last couple of years, 1,000, plus an APR, or 1,000, I guess it's the highest you can go in the APR, and to be an all academic team each of the years nationally for this group, and to have the highest GPA, if I'm not mistaken, in the department in a long time. That those things are just part of what we're trying to accomplish. I mean, obviously winning championships is very important, but graduating student athletes, which we've done, right. For that whole class has graduated. So it's, it's getting things done on a bigger picture.
How much has the perception, like when you go out to high schools and clubs with the coaches and young athletes, how much has the perception of Virginia track and field and cross country changed over your 5.5 years here? I'm guessing you get a better reception in some quarters than maybe you did.
I'll say when I first got here, I actually had a high school coach from the state of Virginia tell me we do not send athletes to that school. And we have no intentions of sending athletes to that school. So when you fast forward and you look at, the majority of the student athletes that fit the profile of Virginia academically this year, are coming here. Mm-hmm. It's recruiting is all about finding the right fit. And we definitely have begun to find the right fit for our program. And, it's definitely helped out the success. We have a lot more people call us than we had in the
past.
And
this is a good track and field state, isn't it?
Oh, Virginia is one of the best track and field states in the country, without question. I mean, if you look at some of the Olympians, I look at Queen Harrison, LaShawn Merritt, and, Alan Webb, and you just kind of go down the list of all the great high schoolers that have kind of been around. There are so many of them are from Virginia. So for us to start being able to get those student athletes out of high school to come and put Virginia at the top, and, that's definitely where we want to make it, where we want to go.
You were in Atlanta last week for the ACC championships. Under controversial circumstances, your men finished second by 1 point. The UVA women placed eighth. Now that you've had some time to digest the conference meet, what are your thoughts on kind of the way each team performed? And how did you address the situation on the men's side with the team afterwards?
Well, I mean, I think, one, when you look at the women's side of things, I think we performed very admirably. We redshirted a lot of young ladies this year, specifically on the distance side of things. So, and we're really, really young. on the women's side. So that was very, you know, encouraging to see them produce the way they did. The women's conference is probably a lot deeper, you know, from a team standpoint than the men's conference is from top to bottom. When you look at, you know, some of the teams that finish, you know, all the really, you know, the top, you know, eight or nine teams.
Right, the men are kind of top heavy right now.
The men's conference is very top heavy. So, you know, I was really excited about how the women performed. And, you know, we have seven young ladies that will be going to the NCAA first and second round. We have 20 guys. So, you know, almost our whole men's team made it to the first and second round of the NCAA championships, which is a major difference of what it's been in the past. You know, obviously for the men's side of things, you know, definitely disappointed, but not in our performance. I was ecstatic, you know, on how we performed. I think the men really have learned to step up and to perform at a very high level when it's needed. And that's exciting. I think that bodes well for them in life to be able to, you know, handle adversity and kind of go forward from it. You know, after the meet, you know, it was definitely, there was a lot of emotion. There was, I think the encouraging thing was to see how far our culture has come as a program, because the women actually took it. I mean, I think the women took it as hard as the men did. You know, you saw a lot of emotion because they're invested as a team. They're invested as a program. And that's what you're trying to teach. You're trying to teach young men and young women how to handle adversity. You're trying to teach them how to overcome obstacles and how to bond and kind of share a common goal. And, you know, I would always rather, you know, lose something with character than to win something without any integrity. So, you know, we talked about class a lot. We talked about how we would handle things. And I think our men have definitely done so, you know, going forward and just how they've kind of responded to how things have happened.
You have, each of your teams has big guns who performed well in Atlanta. Were there, who kind of emerged or maybe surprised you, you know, at the ACC meet with their performances?
There was so many surprises, to be honest with you. You know, Kelly McKee in a women's triple jump, I mean, she's basically gone through two levels of progression in two meets. So she had a great performance overall. There were some individuals that really stepped up and did some things. Christine Bohan had a great
fantastic meet yeah.
from a throw standpoint, and really actually placed lower than she had in the past, but had lifetime bests in almost everything. So, I mean, that was kind of surprising. You know, on the men's side of things, you know, Pobo never ceases to amaze. Has come up with some big performances. I think a lot of times people look at Philip and see how well he does and how, you know, high he's ranked. But, you know, to win four straight discus titles at the ACC championship and to, I think he's up to 10, you know,
10, indi- yeah, he's got 10
individual titles. That's hard. I mean, I think if you would ask any coach, you know, is it easier being, you know, the one that's hunting or the one that's getting hunted? I think, you know, he's got such a bullseye on his back that people come after him, you know, from a standpoint, he's got to produce, and, you know, he's really responded well. And you see his you know, maturity level grow up, and he's a big gamer. And, you know, we had three guys scoring a 10K, three guys scoring in the 5K. I think Brent Demarest did a phenomenal job from a standpoint. You know, he really came through big. And, you know, I mean, or just overall, there was a lot of, especially our older athletes, Jordan Young and Nathan Kiley and Zach Harriet. And, you know, I could just continue to rattle off names of individuals that stepped up and did some things. But I think when you're performing well, it's a lot easier to do that. Because if you're not performing very well, you're not going to have a list of people. and I'm sure I could forget people that I think performed admirably.
One of your first years, Jordan Scott is best known as a triple jumper, but he got fourth, I think, in the long jump. I know he placed
fourth or fifth, yes.
Yeah. Do you see the day as he gets, even though that's his second event?
Absolutely.
Could he end up being a double winner one day?
He could definitely be in that category. And you're talking about one of the best young men, triple jumpers in the country, who's considerably, you know, performed well. And he's got some big things ahead of him. And, you know, the misfortune of what happened in the triple jump, was absolutely not his fault. And, you know, he had four jumps that were better than what one. So I'll just kind of leave it like that, although none of them counted. He's a gamer as well. I would not be surprised if you don't see some pretty awesome things come out of his performance in the next couple of weeks.
Looking at the next couple of weeks, you mentioned the first and second rounds of the regional. That's in Lexington, Kentucky, right? And then the championships are in Tracktown, USA, Eugene, Oregon. What do you have to do to get, as an athlete, from Lexington to Eugene? What is the qualifying standard?
You better be pretty daggone good.
Right.
For one thing, they take the top 12 in the East region, the top 12 in the West region, you know, advance onto the NCAA championships. And it's a best.
So they don't
of the best.
Do north, south, east, west. They just
two, and it's the best. It's really considered the first and second round of the NCAA right. championships. They handle it. They have the first round, and then they have the quarterfinals, and then the semis and finals are both out in Eugene. And in most of the events, the 10K, it's a semi, you know, final, right. and they advance on from that. It's definitely, you've got to be on your game from start, because you're talking about the field events. You have three attempts.
Yeah, you don't qualify. I mean, you have to do it there.
You have to do it there.
You don't qualify into Eugene.
It's no different than the NCAA basketball championships. You have to be on when it counts. Right. And that's tough, because, I mean, you could be, you know, the best, you know, person in the country all year long, and it only matters what happens on that day.
Have you been to Lexington before? Have the teams competed there?
We've competed at UK every year that I've been here. We've usually gone there for an indoor meet. We didn't go there this year. We went up to Notre Dame instead. But, it's a great facility. Edric Floreal is the head coach there. I've known Edric for a long time. He's built that program into their women are tremendous right now. And, you know, they have an incredible facility. They have some of the best facilities. They've really invested. Their administration has really invested in making them a top-rate program. So, you know, hosting it at UK will be an exciting, you know, chance. Hopefully there's a good crowd. And, you know, I know the competition is going to be amazing, because the East region is, you know, it's heads and tails above the West.
So your men placed seventh in Eugene last year. I know there are a lot of variables, but does this group have the potential to do that well or better, or is it too early to tell?
Well, I mean, you're going to find out a lot, you know, this weekend, how many people advance, because it's all about scoring opportunities. Yeah. Unlike, you know, other sports, you know, you have to have scoring opportunities. If you don't have them, you can't score points. Right. You know, the goal from the beginning of the year was to win a trophy, and you know, we don't have a trophy yet, so hopefully we can walk away with one. You know, it takes super, you know, super performances on the day as well. And I think, you know, a lot's going to be told, you know, out of Lexington, whether we advance more athletes than not. But I think we have a large opportunity with 27 athletes on the men and women's side going to the region meet, and essentially our whole men's team that competed at the ACC championships, almost our whole men's team has made the NCAA meet. And there's not many teams that get a chance to do that. That's definitely the exception rather than the norm.
You were hired here in December 2011, so it's been roughly 5.5 years. I know programs have kind of progressed. You know, one will take a step forward, another will take two. Right now there's a little gap between the men and the women.
Sure.
You're high on the recruiting class coming in on the women's side, right? Do you see
very
that
high.
See that gap closing?
Absolutely. I see it closing. The trend nationally is it's very difficult to be successful on both. And that's just the way it is, because of the number of coaching staff that people have, and so on and so forth. But I think, you know, winning a championship in cross country and you know, last year, which hadn't been done in 33 years at Virginia, I think definitely says something. And, you know, our women's recruiting class, we're super excited. We have some big point scorers. And when you have a conference that is as large as the ACC, it's not necessarily about depth. You have to have, you know, superstars. And, you know, I think we've got a few coming in that can fit that mold that can be your national level scorers. Very few of the individuals that can score in the ACC meet now can't make the national championships. Right. That's just the way it is. That's just how good the ACC has got over the last, you know, 5 or 6 years when the addition of adding Notre Dame and Louisville and those schools in. So it's Syracuse. So it's really definitely changed the makeup of the conference. Whereas, you know, in years past, when we were looking at the list and we looked at, you know, at our conference, we were saying, well, shoot, 119 points. I wonder if Virginia's ever scored that before. Well, they used to score that a lot when there was only eight teams in the conference. It's so different. You know, you had people scoring that, you know, might not have been NCAA level athletes. So, you know, I mean, it's a, you know, I think the women are going to be substantially better next year. You know, we had some injuries this year in cross country that cost us. And, you know, that is part of it. And that also, you know, when you're limited in the number of student athletes you can have or number of student athletes that, you know, just academically that fit Virginia, it definitely puts you at a disadvantage. But I don't think it's, you know, I mean, it's not that you can't win. It just makes things a little more difficult than at counterparts that don't have admission standards.
You mentioned Kelly McKee, who's one of your triple jumpers. I interviewed her yesterday for a story, and she transferred here from Kansas, and she talked about how she's been struck by the chemistry here between the men's and the women's teams and how close, you know, the program is as a whole. Is that uncommon? You've been associated with a lot of college track and field programs.
It is very uncommon. It is something that from day one that we set out to try to establish, to bring a culture. Is everybody ever going to be on page? No. But I don't think that's that way in life at any at any level. But just to see how well that they all get along together and they're all for each other is definitely the goal. And that's what we've been working on. And like I said before, the women showed as much emotion for the men, you know, finishing a second than them. And you could never tell who's performing what because everybody is supportive of each other, you know, in all the event groups. And, you know, that goes to the leadership of the young men and young women on our teams. You know, my goal is to always, it's their team. And to let them be the leaders and say, hey, you know, this is your program. You know, we're just guiding the ship, but you have to make the ship run. And so, you know, they've done a great job of following our, you know, our core principles of what we're, you know, all about. And, you know, we talked at length this past, you know, weekend at ACC's. One of our principles is it only matters who matters. And that's about, you know, the people that matter are the people that you're on your team. Mm-hmm. You know, the external, the people, you know, down at, you know, the local coffee shop or the local store, or the newspapers, those people don't matter. It's who is important to you and your teammates are important. And I know they've done a great job, kind of taking hold of that and really running with it and supporting each other.
Your male throwers had an unbelievable ACC meet. The leader of that group, Philip Mihaljevic, you mentioned him. He will graduate with 10 ACC gold medals between indoor and outdoor shot put and discus. He's been an Olympian. He's competed in the Olympians. In the Olympics, you know, for various reasons, a lot of athletes never reach their potential in college. They get hurt, they get derailed somehow. I mean, what's it been to, he's basically done everything that you thought he could do. I remember he enrolls here in January.
Right.
And, you know, you talked then to me about his potential and what he could do at UVA and in the sport. And it's like he's three and a half years later, he's right on track.
He is. And his best years are yet to come. And what he's brought to the program, he's very honest and very straightforward.
Yeah, that's what Jordan Scott said about him.
I mean, politically correct would probably not be the word I would ever describe with Philip. I mean, he's pretty straightforward with – you know, with what he believes and what he thinks and the accountability level that he holds others to. You know, the crazy thing is he was hurt most of indoors, and most people didn't realize that. I mean, he was banged up, and it took him a while. He's just now to the point of being healthy. And, you know, most of the country probably didn't realize that, you know, I mean, he wasn't 100% at the NCAA Indoor Championships or the ACC Right. Indoor Championships. He wasn't even close. And now he is to that point, so you're starting to see, you know, that performance kind of increase. And, you know, he's going to be one that he's done a great job of setting our program up for years to come. You know, he's definitely made his mark, you know, not only on the, you know, in the field, but in the classroom.
Academically.
And as a leader. And that's, you know, it's a rare occurrence in athletics that your best athlete or one of your best athletes is one of your biggest leaders. And the teams that are great, those are instances that come about that. I'm sitting here looking at some of the football guys from yesteryear, you know, with Herman Moore and Sean Moore and Terry Cobry and all the stories I've heard, Chris Slade, and know how they were when they were here at Virginia. You know, great things were said about them is how they performed and how they kind of rose the level. And I think Phillip's in that same, you know, same level. You know, will we have another Phillip? I hope you do. You know, but you know, maybe it's in a different event group. You know, maybe Jordan Scott can take over that role and take over that pedestal, because I think he's going to be an incredible one as well. And he's got a great head on his shoulders.
The Who's Choice Award show was held early this month at JPJ. Phillip was honored as UVA's top male athlete for the 2016-17 school year. The MC for that show was one of your alumni, Jordan
Right.
Lavender, who did a fantastic job. That had to be a pretty cool moment for you as a coach to just sit back in JPJ and watch the whole thing unfold, but see Phillip get that award and see
Jordan. It's an awesome thing. I mean, you just see the personalities of the young people that have been in our program the last couple of years and who we have. As a coach, it's very fulfilling to see that and to know, you know, kind of where everybody is. You know, Jordan has done a great job, and, you know, she continues to, you know, to compete, you know, post-collegially,
right,
and is such just a, you know, a bubbly personality. And for her to do that, I know she was excited. She was very honored to have a chance to MC that first, you know, Who's Choice Awards, which has come under incredible, you know, praise from the students. They thought that was a great choice that the administration made to kind of go forward and have that. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was. Well, listen, I know you got a lot to do. Get ready for before you leave for Lexington. Good luck in Kentucky and then in Eugene.
I appreciate it, Jeff. Appreciate it a ton.
With graduation dominating the local calendar, this is a quiet weekend in Charlottesville for UVA athletics, but it'll be a different story down in Georgia. The UVA baseball team is in Atlanta for an ACC series with Georgia Tech, and the men's tennis team is in Athens, where it's bidding for its third straight NCAA title. For information on these and all our other teams, check virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, thanks for tuning in.